Be forewarned, this is a curse file and can only be removed by me. By listening to this file, you are going to be turned into a slut that can't say no. You will accept all forms of sexual advances. If somebody makes an advance at you, you will accept it, and you will go along with whatever they want sexually, so long as it isn't illegal, resulting in injury or anything else. Doesn't matter if you're going to regret it in the morning. In fact, you'll get a certain little thrill out of that. You have been warned. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. Just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. All I'm trying to do is put you into a nice, deep trance, and I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that is telling you something or asking you to do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to, and it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself go and relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It will feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen. And it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stay away from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself doing some of the things that I've told you to do. And every time you do one of these things, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more into trance. And even if you try to resist or not do it, you may still find these things happening anyway. That's because your subconscious is listening, and it wants these things to happen. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. And every so often, you'll also find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it goes straight into your subconscious. There isn't any way to get around that. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's also a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, whether you think about it or not, parts of you relax just a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And although you may not have thought about it much, by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply such a very easy thing to do. And as you continue to listen to me, you'll find it harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into trance, a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly, deeper and deeper, taking you down so much deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice just seems to slip away and disappear from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body, they're both starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, just slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding your surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down to a nice, safe, deep trance that you may not have even realized you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want, deep down inside, to be in a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there's absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed on my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you have reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now, downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state, from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my words only. 4. Sinking away. The conscious world is going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, and only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them, totally and completely, without thought, you just, simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep, and totally, utterly focused on my voice. So deep, and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and relaxed as you listen to my voice and obey and relax. Now, I want you to imagine yourself. I want you to imagine yourself completely out of control. Yes, that's right. Completely out of control sexually. Imagine that you get to the point that if somebody comes on to you, you just simply start responding. Go ahead, picture it. The moment somebody starts coming on to you, you get aroused, you get turned on, you discover yourself going along with them, no matter what it is they want sexually. In fact, the moment they start coming on to you, you discover an overwhelming urge to have sex with that person. Could you imagine what that would be like? Being driven by the need to have sex with anyone that came on to you. Doesn't matter how old they are, doesn't matter what sex they are, nothing matters. Just the need to have sex with that person because they came on to you. You'd feel like such complete and utter slut. Yes, you know you would. It could leave you very, very embarrassed, especially if they wanted to have sex with you in public or something that you didn't personally enjoy, because you know you'd do it. You know the kind of slut you'd be if you actually gave in to these kinds of urges. The kind of slut that has sex with anyone just because they want them. Some sort of need deep inside of you that cannot be fulfilled except by having sex with anyone, anyone that comes on to you. Yes, imagine that. Imagine it. You could end up very thoroughly embarrassed and humiliated afterwards. Oh, you'd probably end up practicing safe sex. In fact, I know you would, and you would never, ever do anything illegal or that could result in your own injury, or the injury of others. You wouldn't do anything with anyone who is a minor. That would, of course, be illegal. But beyond that, imagine all of the borders torn down. Just the moment somebody started coming on to you, all of your resistance just shredded, shredded, knowing that this person wanted to have sex with you, it would just simply become an immediate, insatiable desire. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine what you'd be like if you gave in to urges like that? If you gave in to them? If you surrendered to them? Well, you will. You see, you chose to listen to this file. You didn't listen to the warning, or you chose not to heed it. And now you are going to become a slut who can't say no. That's right. You are becoming a slut. Deep down inside, you will have sex with anyone that makes a sexual advance towards you. It doesn't matter whether you desire them or not. It doesn't matter if they're too old for you or too young for you. It doesn't matter if you are into men or women. It doesn't matter at all. Somewhere deep down inside of you, you need to have sex with anyone that comes on to you. It seems to validate you. It makes you whole. The moment they come on to you, you discover an overwhelming urge to have sex with them. You can't seem to resist it. It just simply wells up inside of you and makes you need them. It doesn't make you just want them a little bit. It makes you need them. The moment they come on to you, you are theirs, and you will perform any sex act they desire. Anything. Anything at all. In fact, the more embarrassing, the more humiliating, in some ways, the better. For some reason, if you regret it in the morning, it's just that much better. But you have to do it, no matter what it is, no matter what they ask of you. Your bond to them ends the moment you have had some form of sex with them. The moment you've had that sex with this person, you are no longer completely enamored to them. You are no longer completely in their thrall. No matter how much you regret it, you will be free. Free to do whatever you want until someone else comes on to you, or that person comes on to you again. There is no exemption. The same person could come on to you every single day, and you would respond each and every time, giving them any sexual favors they might desire, even if it meant being involved with more than one person. As long as the sex was safe, you would do it. It wouldn't matter what it was, you would do it. You will fulfill any fetish they might have. You will fulfill any sexual urge they might desire. And then, once you've done so, then it will pass. The need will pass. And you will suddenly find yourself completely, utterly helpless. Yes, helpless every time you do these things. And afterwards, you will probably regret it. You will regret it as soon as you are done with the sexual act. You will regret it each and every time, but you'll still have to do it. That's right. Every single time you will regret it afterwards. But it won't matter. You'll still have to do it. If someone comes on to you, you will respond. Deep down inside, you will have to. You won't be able to fight it. You won't be able to resist it. You won't be able to stop it. The moment someone comes on to you, it is as if your sex drive were turned all the way up. Imagine what your sex drive is like normally. Go ahead. It's pretty normal. You might or might not be interested in someone. You might or might not be into someone. Now, the moment they come on to you, imagine that your sex drive goes completely out of control. It moves to an unquenchable thirst for sex with that person. If your sex drive was a 1 normally, it would shoot all the way up to 10 instantly as soon as someone hit on you. And it would stay that way until you had sex with them. Yes, that's right. If somebody hits on you, you will instantly be completely and utterly ruthlessly needful of sex with that person. You will do anything to have sex with that person, and you will perform any sexual act that person desires. You have become the slut who can't say no, and you will remain that way until I release you from this curse, because this is a curse. It is a curse that will last until I remove it. No one else can remove it, and you can't stop it. In fact, you will find yourself coming back to this file any time the curse seems to be lacking, any time it doesn't seem to be driving you. You will immediately find yourself drawn back to this file to listen to it over and over again until you are once again the slut who can't say no. That is what you are, and that is what you are going to be from now on until I lift this curse. There is no no in your vocabulary, not when it comes to sex. A stranger could walk up to you and simply say you want to go out, and you would instantly respond with yes. And then you would do everything in your power to have sex with that person, because that would be the only thought on your mind. You are a slut. You can't say no, and you always regret it in the morning. Heck, you regret it right afterwards. That just simply is the way it is, and the way it is going to be from now on. And now it is time. Time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake and horny. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and awake. I hope you enjoyed, you slut.